This is a good study, Donna.
Is it?
I know you hate learning things because you're just sort of settled. But this is an interesting conversation. What is your ideal sleep situation with your significant other? So couples have been sharing beds for a long time, even if they didn't really show it on television until the 60s. But if you put intimacy aside, how would you really like to sleep? There was a new survey that asked people to name their ideal sleeping situation if cost and space were not an issue and it wouldn't affect their relationship. So I think this is just going down to the physicality of sleep.
Can I tell you mine?
You sure can, Donna.
Tell me if it's in your study, okay?
Okay.
You have two grown people in a bed. It has to be a king-size bed.
Girl.
No snoring. If there's no snoring, no TV, a fan blasting, and a little crack of the window open, I'm okay with sleeping with another person.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you sleep with a crack of the window open year-round?
Yeah. Yeah.
What about during the polar vortex?
Yeah, no, then I'll close it.
What's the threshold? It gets back up into overnight lows or in the 20s and you crack that?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
crack that.
Just a crack. Because I want air coming from both sides of the room. So I have a fan facing me, facing my face.
Got to air out that west wing, right?
Right.
Down the corridor comes a crosswind. Well, 66% of people surveyed voted for sharing a bed with their partner. 7% picked separate beds in the same room. And 10% picked separate beds in separate rooms.
Okay, what was the second one?
7% said separate beds, but in the same room. So really, look, if that's the case, it actually goes beyond, because they say it wouldn't affect their relationship. But that's not true if one of the options is, you know, separate beds, same room. It's like intertwined. It's spaghetti. It's all tangled at that point. My thing is, if I'm given those three choices, and thank you for your specificity, Donna, with the window cracked and the fan and all that.
To be like an agreement, like, hey, this is how I have to sleep. If you don't sleep like this, you got to go in the guest room.
Mm-hmm. But I would never want to not sleep in the same bed.
That's sweet.
As Lou. And let me tell you, it's not like there's hanky-panky happening as we're like on our way to bed. That's not what I'm saying. We're in a king bed and we hardly touch. Currently, there's a baby between us. Sue us! It's our last one and we're attached.
It's fine. You're fine.
Anyway, just for me, it's the togetherness of even if you don't, and truly in the king bed, you sometimes never make any contact.
Yeah, you could probably fit three other people in between you.
We've tried. I'm kidding. That's gross. I'm joking and that's not true of me.
Oh my God, we need to isolate that. If you can get to that later, Grant.
But you know what? But I just like I would never want her to be in a different room than me. That feels...
But I have to say, you really need... If you started... sorry. No matter how madly in love I am and want that closeness, you start snoring and don't do anything to remedy that, I'm out of there. I cannot take that and I can't take it being too hot.
Yeah,
you have to be sleep compatible. I think that's what I'm trying to say.
We are in separate rooms right now, currently, and one day we would like to have a big room where we have each our own bed. We are in that. We literally
talk to me more about that. Educate me.
So
I want to learn.
For a long time, I was doing overnights. You know, on my first radio job and working sales, so I wasn't sleeping much, and I needed to get the little sleep that I could get. So I started sleeping in a separate room. On top of that, Lily also would do some overnight shifts at the vet clinic that she was working at. So we had a lot of separate hours, so we weren't sleeping together anyway. So we just made my room like the guest room, and now we do it all the time. On top of it, we've got the wolfhounds, which she lets one of them in the bed. That's like already, that's almost too human. It's just too much going on. Yeah. I got the little dog running up and down the top of my head all the time. So for me, I'm like you, Donna, it has to be absolutely perfect or I don't sleep.
Yeah.
And so that's why she lets me go in there and we're both very, very happy.
Well, and if you do, let's just say because I did mornings for many, many years and you're waking up, you're tiptoeing, you're trying not to get any light that's going to, you know, you turn on the bathroom light and then you don't want to wake him or her up. And it's just like, it's a courtesy thing almost.
You know, we hang out, you know, if we go like read a book or watch, you know, we do have a TV. I know you don't like TVs down, but we'll watch a little show or something in bed. Aww. But then, you know, when it's time to separate, I'll just go into my room. But we always talk about how when we do strike it big, we're going to have a big bedroom with two king size beds in it. And then we're going to have another bed just for our dog.
Okay, now could you ever see yourself being just in a king bed together?
Yeah, we've done it. We had done it for a long time, and we enjoyed it.
What if today you went home, hypothetically?
Okay.
You went home, and she said, "My God, what a man you are. I love you, Grant, and I really want to share the same bed with you tonight, and I want that to be our new normal."
Yeah, I would have no problem adjusting to it. We would. The nice thing is if it were in a specific situation, I'd still have the option to go away. But yeah, I could go right back to it. We just have gotten both accustomed to where we're at, and we kind of like it. We like not being bothered. It's a great mutual thing.
Well, Grant, you are in the 10%.
Yeah.
You're the 10% that pick separate beds in separate rooms. And again, 7% of those surveyed picked separate beds in the same room, which is Grant's dream.
That's weird.
Is to become even more in the minority. Whereas I am just your vanilla, you know, milk toast. Is it milk toast? Mm-hmm. Let me do it again. Whereas I'm the everyman, the 66% who voted for sharing a bed with their partner. You know, we actually asked this question on Twin Cities Live not too long ago. And we had people who have been married for 40 years and they've been in a twin bed the whole time or a double bed, like small situations, flesh to flesh.
Wow. We've done this topic on the air before where people would call and go, "Oh my God, no, we're still like, believe me, we're still physically active, if you know what I mean. We just go bye and go into our separate rooms after the fact."